From Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, dude.
Just make sure to get a bunch of spittle, like all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Ooh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University, Beers with the Brewers.
Welcome to Beers with the Brewers, the Thursday, July 23rd episode. I'm Mark Richards. This week on the podcast, we also have Justin the Mad Dog, right?
That's weird that my nickname is the Mad Dog on here.
Yeah, Justin the Mad Dog, right. That's right.
So everyone calls him.
No one's called me that before.
Just starting today. And Walter Keys back in the house.
Yeah, here I am. Yeah, literally. Literally at my house.
Oh. We're all at our houses. That's a good point.
I'm actually at my parents' house right now. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
You destroyed the floor of your bathroom.
Uh-huh.
We won't get into that.
All right. The topic of today's show is Creamsy Kolsch. It's back this summer. Creamsy Kolsch, our Kolsch with orange and vanilla. Orange, vanilla, ooh, creamy, and fun. And speaking of fun.
Oh, are we talking pairings right now?
Oh, yeah. Taco and chili. Too.
So this was an hour endeavor finding taco and chili pairings for these. But I think we came up with some zingers. Some zesters.
Yeah.
FloridaCitrus.org has a recipe for some orange chipotle tacos, which I think that nice orange segment salsa that they stick on top of it.
Yeah.
Really going to pair well with the creamsy kolsch. And then delish.com has a recipe for chili with chocolate ice cream in it that apparently Jenny Brittenbauer of Jenny's ice cream from here in Columbus, Ohio. She swears by it, putting some chocolate ice cream in your chili. So I said, why the hell not? In the spirit of creamsy kolsch.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you want it cold.
Does it cool the chili down?
You just garnish your bowl of chili with a scoop of ice cream?
With a dollop of chocolate ice cream.
I mean, I can see that being edible. And so,
we'll have to talk to Jenny about it.
So we're now getting our taco recipes from FloridaCitrus.com.
org.
We're really digging deep in the barrel of taco recipes here, but that's great. Those sound great.
You know, the Mad Dog knows where to find hot recipes.
Sure. Yeah. That's what everybody's been saying around the office.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Speaking of the office, where I'm not, we have events that are happening at the beer garden.
The old LG beer garden?
Yeah, beer garden is open. Weather, depending on the weather. If it's raining, it is not open. But you probably don't want to sit in the rain anyway. We got some live music happening. Summer music series is back. We're going to try and have our live music out there just like we did last summer, every Thursday night and Sunday afternoon. It's been a little bit of a challenge to get some bands out there with everything going on. But we've got the first two to announce. Pete Mills B3 Quartet plays today, Thursday the 23rd.
Nice.
From 6 to 9. So come check them out. Have a creamsy kolsch. And then this Sunday, the 26th, we've got Hunter Leppy. I hope I'm saying that right, L-E-P-I. And they/he will be playing from 3 to 6 on Sunday. So if you want to sit in the sunshine, assuming it's sunshine, and listen to some music, we got you covered. But Tuesdays, Travia Tuesdays is going down. That is trivia hosted by Travis, our good friend Travis Hosher. Who's done a lot of things at Land Grant through the years, is hosting a trivia night on Tuesdays. I went down and played this week just to get out of the house, and it was awesome. It was I'm obviously biased towards Land Grant, but I thought it was one of the better trivia games I've ever played at a bar. A lot of questions, good balance of hard versus easy, and you just play on your phone, which is nice. You don't have to get up and drop your answer off, and it's got this cool... It utilizes the screen and shows you like real-time points and all that fun stuff. So it's it was a lot of fun. I recommend coming down and playing. You can get a group together. You can play by yourself. Whatever you want to do, come do that. That's every Tuesday. Earlier last week, because of the crew game at 6, I think the crew might be playing this Tuesday as well.
They are.
Yeah, so it'll probably be early again this upcoming week at 6 p.m., but normally it's a 7 p.m. Come down, hang out, drink beers. Whether we got an event going on or not, Beer Garden's open. So we'll see you there.
Cool.
And, that's all I got. That's all I got.
What about that beer, Justin? A little Creamsy Kolsch.
I'm having one right now. So what is Creamsy Kolsch, you might ask? Well, it's a Kolsch with orange and vanilla, you know, like a creamsicle or dreamsicle, but we didn't have the trademark for that, so that's fine. it's coming in at 5.25 ABV. It is 24 IBUs, so it's got a little bit of a bitter bite on the back end, but still really easy drinking. We threw in Cascade, Citra, Amarillo, and Bravo hops to give it a little bit of that spicy orange hop character. The malt bill is our standard 1862 malt bill, but then I got a little weird with it and threw some malted oats in there to make it a little creamier. Because why not?
And it's got a nice creaminess to it.
It's very creamy.
Yeah. So another reason why the beer ended up as creamy as it is, we threw some lactose or milk sugar in the boil. So that is actually not fermentable. So there's a little residual sweetness on the back end from that lactose that gives it kind of like that ice creamy like mouthfeel to it. And that obviously pairs well with a proverbial boatload of vanilla beans and orange puree that also ended up in the beer.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Tastes like a creamsicle.
It's the most creamsicle version of creamsicle I've had yet.
Oh, yeah?
I think so. It's very creamy. It really reminds you of it. Rather than just being a subtle suggestion, it is full of creamsicle.
Yep.
Yeah, I will say that... it does still taste like a beer, you know? Like,
yeah.
I feel like a lot of the times when you're drinking these really fruity, like heavily flavored beers, it can just kind of taste like you're drinking, you know, carbonated juice. But yes, it really does taste like a beer still, which I like.
Well, that was definitely what I was shooting for with it, because I know when we did the original version of Creamsy Kolsch back in 2015. That was like the big selling point for everyone. It's like, oh yeah, it tastes like a creamsicle, but it also drinks like 1862 ale. It's got that bitter bite to the back end. It's still like beer-y, if I may. It doesn't taste like a melted popsicle completely. So I wanted to kind of mimic that, but with a whole bunch of au naturel ingredients. And I think we did it. It's tasty.
Is it a crusher?
Oh, yeah. How crushable is
it? Quarantine edition. Well, you can
How crushable is it? I mean, this is a very easy one for me. It's a 6 for sure. I mean, it drinks so easy. It's refreshing as hell. You just got, I mean, it's like an ice cream cone. It's delicious, especially right now when it's hot as can be outside. It's just perfect. So 6.
So I was originally going to go with 4 because that lactose on the back end maybe could be a little bit much after a while. And I'm about to be really disgusting real quick. I just burped. It tastes super good after a burp. So I probably would make it 5.
5 on
I'd burp. Make it 5.
Okay. That's great.
Just to like... It's gross, but it's It's honesty is what that is.
That's honesty. And it happens. You know?
That is honesty.
Everyone burps, guys.
Everybody.
Come on.
Yeah.
Everybody burps. Mark, how about you?
It's still quarantine edition. Now, they're really serious this time, though. I did hear yesterday. They really, really, really want us to wear masks now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, with my mask removed momentarily, I'm going to go 5 on this one. And I think because of the lactose, I think you're right. It might slow me down after 4. I'd probably think, yeah, one more.
Lactose and the burps, probably.
And the burps.
Yeah.
Too many burps.
See, these are, like, Dan apparently hinted that I was going to be on the podcast, like a little teaser. These are the fun little bits you get.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he didn't just hint. He just said you were going to be on this week to tell all about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. I knew that because I listened to the podcast last week and I heard it.
Uh-huh. And you're like, oh.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. I'm going to be on next week. I got to prepare.
Oh, boy. Better start preparing your burp material.
La, 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 la.
Well, it's pretty good. It's got a haze to it, too, for those of you that find that important.
Yeah. So, I think that was going to be the biggest point of contention with this beer, is that we call it a Kolsch. And if you pour it into a glass, it obviously doesn't look like a Kolsch. But then thinking about it, Kolsch is obviously... Yeah, doesn't it? It melted. It's orange. A Kolsch doesn't normally have a whole bunch of orange puree in it either, but I think the amount of protein from the malted oats that we ended up adding to it gave it a little bit more of a haze than what you would anticipate seeing from a German-style Kolsch.
Yeah. Helps it look like a creamsicle, though.
Mm-hmm. Looks like a hazy pale ale, and people are into that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've heard that. We don't have a question from a listener again this week.
That's a bummer.
Yeah. No question from a listener.
Do we have any listeners?
Well, you begin to wonder.
Hi. This is Ted from Chillicothe.
Oh, hey, Ted. Do you have a question?
I had a question for Walt.
Oh.
Oh, yeah?
And? So, you said you were at trivia the other night. Did you win?
Oh, that's a good question. Walt.
I did not win, no. At one point, I had to stand up to take some pictures, and I missed, like, 5 questions. So, I fell out of contention. I was doing pretty well, though, before that. But, you know. Pretty cool story.
Pretty cool.
Well, yeah, Ted, thanks for the question. And feel free to stop on down to the tap room, and Mark will hook you up with a pint and a t-shirt of your choice. Free
t-shirt, that's right.
Next time you're in from Chillicothe.
Yeah, from Chillicothe.
Chili coffee.
Insider tip for podcasters out there, speaking of pints... What's up with that 16-ounce beer that we packaged this week?
Oh.
Yeah, what was the name of that one again?
I think Peanut you pants. Would know better than anyone out there.
Yeah, it's Pina Pants.
Pina Pants.
Sure
that's
is.
What that is.
In a tall boy.
I think that's Walt's favorite beer name we've ever had at Land Grant, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's grown on me, I'll say.
It's pretty darn good. Mm-hmm.
It was contentious at the beginning, I'll say. But here we are. We made it again.
We did it. It's in a can.
Mm-hmm. A 16-ounce can.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's first time in package.
Because we're trendy and hip. That's why it's in a 16-ounce can, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, we're trying to get some of those mm-hmm. Pacific Northwest sales.
Well, yeah, we're talking about that next week.
I think that sounds good. Yeah, I'll be on vacation next week. But I'll leave it up to maybe Walt.
We can get that figured out. I had one last night, and it was very delicious.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Huh.
Very pineapple-y. I like it.
I'll be interested to hear about the crushability on that next week, though.
Yeah, it's a bigger
There's
one.
There's got to be.
For sure.
Right, it's a bigger can.
Bigger can.
It's a bigger can.
It's got some alcohol
bigger,
in there, too.
Bigger alcohol content.
It's got a bigger personality in general.
It sure does, Justin.
Thanks, Walt.
No problem.
Ted, any other questions?
Nah, I don't think I got anything else. All right, cool. Well, y'all have fun with the rest of your time.
Yeah. Left here on Earth.
Tip your bartenders, tip your delivery drivers, tip everybody, and wear a mask for sure.
Talk to you later, guys. And everybody, thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye, Walt.
See you guys.
Oh, sure.
Oh, sure. Yeah.